Buddha, or Buddha Gautama, also known as Shakyamuni Buddha, was a great spiritual master from ancient India. Born as Prince Siddhartha Gautama in 5th century BC, he would have naturally inherited the vast wealth of a kingdom. However, the prince one day left the palace life in search of spiritual knowledge. After years of contemplative seeking, the Buddha attained enlightenment under the Bodhi tree. He then shared the merits of his practice by providing a method for other sentient beings to be freed from the cycle of death and rebirth. The rich treasury of Buddha's spiritual teachings on universal truths are studied and revered to this day for their deep wisdom and compassion. Today we would like to share with you the sage teachings of the Buddha in the Holy Tipitaka, excerpted from the Kula Dukkakanda Sutta, The Lesser Mass of Stress.
The Lesser Mass of Stress. I have heard that on one occasion the Buddha was staying among the Sakyans at Kapalabhati in the Banyan Park. Then Mahanama the Sakyan went to the Blessed One and on arrival, having bowed down to him, sat to one side. As he was sitting there, he said to the Buddha, "For a long time now, Lord, I have understood the Dhamma taught by the Blessed One thus. Greed is a defilement of the mind. Aversion is a defilement of the mind. Delusion is a defilement of the mind. Yet even though I understand the Dhamma taught by the Blessed One, there are still times when the mental quality of greed invades my mind and remains. When the mental quality of aversion, the mental quality of delusion invades my mind and remains. The thought occurs to me, what mental quality is unabandoned within me so that there are times when the mental quality of greed invades my mind and remains, when the mental quality of aversion, the mental quality of delusion invades my mind and remains?"
Mahanama, that very mental quality is what is unabandoned within you, so that there are times when the mental quality of greed, the mental quality of aversion, the mental quality of delusion invades your mind and remains. For if that mental quality were abandoned in you, you would not live the household life and would not partake of sensuality. It is because that mental quality is not abandoned in you that you live the household life and partake of sensuality. Even though a disciple of the Noble Ones has clearly seen, as it actually is, with right discernment, that sensuality is of much stress, much despair, and greater drawbacks, still if he has not attained a rapture and pleasure apart from sensuality, apart from unskillful mental qualities, or something more peaceful than that, he can be tempted by sensuality. But when he has clearly seen, as it actually is, with right discernment, that sensuality is of much stress, much despair, and greater drawbacks, and he has attained a rapture and pleasure apart from sensuality, apart from unskillful mental qualities, or something more peaceful than that, he cannot be tempted by sensuality.
"I myself, before my awakening, when I was still an unawakened bodhisattva, saw as it actually was, with right discernment, that sensuality is of much stress, much despair, and greater drawbacks. But as long as I had not attained a rapture and pleasure, apart from sensuality, apart from unskillful mental qualities, or something more peaceful than that, I did not claim that I could not be tempted by sensuality. But when I saw, as it actually was, with right discernment, that sensuality is of much stress, much despair, and greater drawbacks, and I had attained the rapture and pleasure apart from sensuality, apart from unskillful mental qualities, or something more peaceful than that, that was when I claimed that I could not be tempted by sensuality."
Now what, Mahanama, is the allure of sensuality? These five strings of sensuality, which five? Forms cognizable via the eye, agreeable, pleasing, charming, endearing, fostering desire, enticing. Sounds cognizable via the ear, Aromas cognizable via the nose. Flavors cognizable via the tongue. Tactile sensations cognizable via the body. Agreeable. Pleasing. Charming. Endearing. Fostering desire. Enticing. Now whatever pleasure or joy arises in dependence on these five strands of sensuality, that is the allure of sensuality.
And what is the drawback of sensuality? There is the case where, on account of the occupation by which a clansman makes a living, whether checking or accounting, or calculating or plowing or trading, or as a king's man, or whatever the occupation may be, he faces cold, he faces heat, being harassed by mosquitoes and flies, wind and sun, and creeping things, dying from hunger and thirst. Now this drawback, in the case of sensuality, this mass of stress visible here and now, has sensuality for its reason, sensuality for its source, sensuality for its cause, the reason being simply sensuality. If the clansman gains no wealth while thus working and striving and make an effort, he sorrows, grieves, and laments, beats his chest, becomes distraught. My work is in vain, my efforts are fruitless. Now this drawback too, in the case of sensuality, this mass of stress visible here and now, has sensuality for its reason, sensuality for its source, sensuality for its cause, the reason being simply sensuality.
If the clansman gains wealth while thus working and striving and making effort, he experiences pain and distress in protecting it. How will neither kings nor thieves make off with my property, nor fire burn it, nor water sweep it away, nor hateful heirs make off with it? And as he thus guards and watches over his property, kings or thieves make off with it, or fire burns it, or water sweeps it away, or hateful heirs make off with it. And he sorrows, grieves, and laments, beats his chest, becomes distraught. What was mine is no more. Now this drawback too, in the case of sensuality. This mass of stress visible here and now has sensuality for its reason, sensuality for its source, sensuality for its cause, the reason being simply sensuality. Again, it is with sensuality for the reason, sensuality for the source, sensuality for the cause, the reason being simply sensuality, that kings quarrel with kings, nobles with nobles, priests with priests, householders with householders, mother with child, child with mother, father with child with father, brother with brother, sister with sister, sister with brother, friend with friend. And then in their quarrels, brawls, and disputes, they attack one another with fists or with clods or with sticks or with knives, so that they incur death or deadly pain. Now this drawback too, in the case of sensuality, this mass of stress visible here and now, has sensuality for its reason, sensuality for its source, sensuality for its cause, the reason being simply sensuality.
Again, it is with sensuality for the reason, sensuality for the source, that men take swords and shields and buckling on bows and quivers, charge into battle massed in double array, while arrows and spears are flying and swords are flashing, and there they are wounded by arrows and spears, and their heads are cut off by swords, so that they incur death or deadly pain. Now this drawback too, in the case of sensuality, this mass of stress visible here and now, has sensuality for its reason, sensuality for its source, sensuality for its cause, the reason being simply sensuality. Again, it is with sensuality for the reason, sensuality for the source, that people engaged in bodily misconduct, verbal misconduct, mental misconduct. Having engaged in bodily, verbal, and mental misconduct, they, on the breakup of the body after death, reappear in the plane of deprivation, the bad destination, the lower realms, in hell. Now this drawback too, in the case of sensuality, this mass of stress in the future life, has sensuality for its reason, sensuality for its source, sensuality for its cause, the reason being simply sensuality.
Once, Mahanama, when I was staying near Rajagaha, on Vulture Peak Mountain, a number of Nagantas were at Black Rock on the slopes of Visigili, practicing continuous standing, rejecting seats, experiencing fierce, sharp, racking pains due to exertion. So in the evening, rising from seclusion, I went to the Nagantas at Black Rock on the slopes of Visigili, and on arrival asked them, "Why are you practicing continuous standing, rejecting seats, experiencing fierce, sharp, racking pains due to exertion?" When this was said, the Naganta said to me, "Friend, the Naganta Nataputta is all-knowing, all-seeing, and claims total knowledge and vision thus. Whether I am walking or standing, sleeping or awake, knowledge and vision are continuously and continually established in me." He has told us.
Nagathas, there are evil actions that you have done in the past. Exhaust them with these painful austerities. When in the present, you are restrained in body, restrained in speech, and restrained in mind. That is the non-doing of evil action for the future. Thus, with the destruction of old actions through asceticism, and with the non-doing of new actions, there will be no flow into the future. With no flow into the future, there is the ending of action. With the ending of action, the ending of stress. With the ending of stress, the ending of feeling. With the ending of feeling, all suffering and stress will be exhausted.
We approve of that teaching, prefer it, and are gratified by it. When this was said, I asked them, "But friends, do you know that you existed in the past, and that you did not not exist?"
"No, friend."
"And do you know that you did evil actions in the past, and that you did not not do them?"
"No, friend."
"And do you know that so and so much stress has been exhausted, or that so and so much stress remains to be exhausted, or that with the exhaustion of so and so much stress, all stress will be exhausted?"
"No, friend."
"But do you know what is the abandoning of unskillful mental qualities and the attainment of skillful mental qualities in the here and now?"
"No, friend."
"So, friends, it seems that you don't know that you existed in the past, and that you did not not exist. You do not know that you did evil actions in the past, and that you did not not do them. You don't know that you did such and such evil actions in the past. You don't know that so and so much stress has been exhausted, or that so and so much stress remains to be exhausted, or that with the exhaustion of so and so much stress, all stress will be exhausted. You don't know what is the abandoning of unskillful mental qualities and the attainment of skillful mental qualities in the here and now. That being the case, those in the world who are murderers, bloody-handed doers of what is cruel, when they are later reborn among human beings, go forth with the Nagantas."
"But, friend Gautama, it's not the case that pleasure is to be attained through pleasure. Pleasure is to be attained through pain. For if pleasure was to be attained through pleasure, then King Saniya ben Bisara of Magadha would attain pleasure, for he lives in greater pleasure than you, friend Gautama."
Surely the Venerable Naganta said that rashly and without reflecting, for instead I should be asked, "Who lives in greater pleasure, King Saniya ben Bisara of Magadha or Venerable Gautama?"
"Yes, friend Gautama, we said that rashly and without reflecting, but let that be. We now ask you, Venerable Gautama, who lives in greater pleasure, King Saniya ben Bisara of Magadha or Venerable Gautama?"
"In that case, Nagantas, I will question you in return. Answer as you like. What do you think? Can King Saniya ben Bisara of Magadha, without moving his body, without uttering a word, dwell sensitive to unalloyed pleasure for 7 days and nights?"
"No, friend."
"Now I, without moving my body, without uttering a word, can dwell sensitive to unalloyed pleasure for 7 days and nights. So what do you think? That being the case, who dwells in greater pleasure, King Saniya ben Bisara of Magadha or me?"
"That being the case, Venerable Gautama dwells in greater pleasure than King Saniya ben Bisara of Magadha." That is what the Blessed One said. Gratified, Mahanama the Sakyan delighted in the Buddha's words.
We thank you for your company today for Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Planet Earth, our loving home, is up next after noteworthy news. May all your noble dreams come true.